earlier this month, the eight bells of Notre Dame rang out together in Paris for the first time since the 2019 fire that devastated the medieval cathedral and the city's most prized monument. It was ahead of its much anticipated reopening. Let's take a listen. And they were the eight bells of Notre Dame, and the cathedral has been rescued, renovated and refurbished, and the world will get its first look inside it today. The French President Emmanuel Macron will conduct a televised tour to mark its reopening, and he'll be accompanied by his wife Brigitte and Archbishop of Paris Laurent Ulrich, and they're kicking off a programme of ceremonies that will culminate with an official entry into the cathedral on December the 7th. Now, Agnès Prairie is a journalist and author of Notre Dame, the Soul of France. She's been lucky enough to be inside the refurbished cathedral and joins us on the line now. Good morning, Agnès.
Good morning.
We might cast our minds back, first of all, to that devastating fire. And, you know, the world watched at the time in horror, those images all over the television screens of the world, flames spreading across the roof. What was lost, can you tell us, and what has been saved?
Well, it was, yes, an extraordinary night. And, you know, a night of contrast because... really, the firemen really saved Notre Dame. It was, 20, 30 minutes from total destruction. That is to say, when the fire spread to the north belfry, which shelters eight bells, very large bells, very heavy bells. The wooden structure dating back to the 13th century, if it had been consumed by the fire, then the north belfry would have collapsed onto the south belfry with even larger and heavier bells, and then the whole edifice would have collapsed. And not only that, but also all the buildings around it, the Haussmannian buildings around it. And we were contemplating hundreds of casualties. I mean, the island had been evacuated, but firemen really saved Notre Dame. But when the spire collapsed onto the vaults and then the vaults collapsed underneath, there was a sort of suction effect, you know, a chimney effect. And strangely, when we got inside Notre Dame at dawn the day after, actually the statues, of course, there were tons of charcoal and debris in the nave at the crossing of the transept. But most, if not all, the art objects, statues, paintings, the crown of thorns, the relics had been spared.
Mm. And given the scale then of the damage, and as you said, you know, some art and artifacts saved, the time frame was very tight to get this work done. How did they manage to renovate it so quickly, and how much did it ultimately cost?
Well, it was incredible. I mean, I think the President Macron, the night of the fire, I don't know how he came up with that 5 years, but it sounded completely insane. It sounded as if, you know, it was a moment of catharsis. We need to do this quickly because, you know, the pain is too profound, and we need Notre Dame back in her life. But we thought, how could this be possible? And with political will and 1,000, if not more, artisans, the best in their trade, also helped by their counterpart throughout the world. You know, I met with American carpenters, for instance, who, you know, helped their French counterparts. And also because it was extremely well supervised by, if you remember, a 5-star general was appointed. And we thought, this is, you know, strange. But in fact, it was the best decision. And they managed to do this. And also, you mentioned the donors, with thanks to the generosity of 300,000 340,000 donors, big and small, from 104 countries. So, you know, Notre Dame belongs to the world, and that's really the generosity of people who gave 840 million. And this has covered all the works of restoration and rebuilding.
So you've seen inside it, and I've seen some images on social media myself. It looks breathtaking. Can you describe just how awesome it is as an image to be inside it?
It is just incredible. And I'm not religious. So it is incredible because the dust of 850 years has been removed from the pillars, from the stone, from the 2,000 statues, from the walls, from the vaults, for the first time, really. So we are, it's like time traveling. We are seeing the cathedral, that the way it was built in the 12th and 13th century. She's never been like this since. And so the color is extraordinary. The color of the stone is that sort of sand, blonde, very warm, cream color, if you like. And it's just breathtaking. You need a few minutes to recover. And I'm not going to talk to you about the chapels, which is another firework of colors.
Okay. And it will be open to the public soon again. And many people, I'm sure, are looking forward to seeing that. Thank you very much for joining us, Agnès Poiret.